opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Wait a minute. Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem on our Urban Story. We want to thank everyone for tuning in and being a part of our live broadcast. Is this working? I don't think so. One moment. What's going on?
We're trying to get the Facebook. Let me keep talking while we work that out. Today's title is Not For Sale, and it's going to be a great show. We have a lot to talk about in terms of voting for American values, traditional values that made this country great and that will keep us great, and not selling out to the highest bidder, whether it's the Democratic Party trying to offer us free this, free that, particularly to minority communities, or Michael Bloomberg trying to buy, in essence, the Democratic nomination. So this is what we're going to focus on today, so that we are clear that we must vote for what's best for this country. And that's the critical thing. We don't want to get distracted, with the shiny toy that the Democrats would put before us, may put before us, free phones, free this, free that. That's not how this country was built. This is not how we've made America great. And we don't want to be a country, that's socialism, essentially. And that's what we are rejecting. And that's what the Democrats are offering. Free this, free that. And that will do nothing but drain the American economy. But even more than that, they're offering a lot of this stuff to illegals who have invested nothing really into this country. You know, and I heard Pete Buttigieg, and I've also heard Joe Biden say that illegals have every right to be here. I've even heard they are just as American as we are. I mean, that's something to me that is completely unbelievable. How could anyone say that illegals, some of them who've just gotten here, are just as American as I am, as Barbara from Harlem and others? I mean, our families have been here for generations, for God knows how long, for hundreds of years, been in the military, helped build this country, and someone who just came into the United States is just as American as I am. If the Democrats really believe this, if they really believe that, then they need to prepare for a landslide for the Republicans. That's offensive. That is offensive to me. And Barbara, you can chime in on this. That to say that an illegal immigrant just walked over the border is just as American as I am, just as American as an American whose family has been here for generations, who served in the military, whose ancestors helped to build this country. I know we're working on some technical difficulties,
yes,
but
we
if
are.
You can chime in, Barbara, I would appreciate it.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, what these Democrats are saying is disgusting. They don't honor America. I don't even remember any of them saying that they love this country.
Correct.
They love how this country was founded. You don't even hear that. You don't see an American flag. So that should send a strong message to everyone in this country who has invested, who cherishes their citizenship in America. I can't go to one of these foreign countries, and particularly Mexico, and then get full privileges as a citizen. Mm-hmm. That is absurd. You know, the problem with these people is that they are so un-American. Right. That's what the problem is. And thank you for bearing with us, because we're trying to get the live stream working, you know, our internet connection. There's a little problem, but we'll get it straightened out. But nevertheless, please stick with us, because we appreciate your
Patronage, right. Thank you for your support.
And we appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for your kindness and your patience with us. But, you know, what they're doing is disgraceful. And I hope that all Americans will awaken. Those whose brains have been shackled because of all of the freebies here, freebies there. It's time for you to live free and say, my vote is not for sale.
Absolutely. You know, Mike Bloomberg is essentially trying to buy the Democratic nomination. You know, he's buying these ads against Trump, and some of them are just absolutely ridiculous. One billboard says Trump eats burnt steak. Who cares? How does that move the needle? What's the value of an ad like that? That's absolutely ridiculous. I think Michael Bloomberg, who's worth approximately $40 billion, is bored. He wants power, like most Democrats. It's ridiculous. I don't even know why he's running. And based on the reviews from the Democratic debate,
incorrect,
he lost to Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren ate his lunch at that debate. So it's really, you know, it's a waste of money for Mike Bloomberg. What I believe he should be doing right now is donating the money to the homeless. That's what he needs to do. Instead of spending millions upon millions to try to buy the presidency, he will not be successful. That's my take on Mike Bloomberg. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
My thoughts are, you know, when we look at the service delivery history of Mike Bloomberg, and I called him Mini Bloomberg, what did he accomplish in New York City except mess up the traffic? Put a lot of bicycles out there, but I didn't see him on one riding to his meetings. And what else did he do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he became mayor of New York, and that's my city, our mayor, Giuliani, had cleaned up 125th Street, mm-hmm, cleaned up 42nd Street, combined the Department of Transportation with the police department.
Correct.
Unified all of that. Crime was down.
Yeah.
And then Bloomberg walked into almost a perfect situation. Not perfect,
almost
perfect.
You're right.
What did he do besides stop and frisk?
Right.
Where he targeted minority communities.
Absolutely.
And now he's using minorities to run some of his ads.
Exactly.
I saw one yesterday with this guy named Abdul,
uh-huh,
who said he spent time in prison.
Right.
And he said, Michael Bloomberg is so wonderful because he's doing a young man's initiative so that other black young men don't have to go to prison and they'll have jobs. Well, boo-hoo, Abdul, let me inform you about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, open borders. The minority communities will be flooded.
Exactly.
Number two, those jobs for the young men initiative,
right,
will be given to those illegal aliens because the employers and the business owners can pay them less.
Exactly.
So you see, Michael Bloomberg is not talking about bringing jobs into America.
Right.
He's not talking about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing a bone out,
right,
to some black people and, of course, the white liberals to say, oh, we're going to have a young men's initiative. Hello? But I know the game.
Mm-hmm.
The game is that those illegal aliens will not be living where Michael Bloomberg lives.
Right, that's true.
They will not be living in those areas in rural America.
Right, or suburban.
Or upstate New York.
Right, suburban.
Or Fifth Avenue.
Exactly.
No. They'll be in the South Bronx. They'll be in Harlem.
Exactly.
They'll be in Washington Heights.
They'll be in Newark.
They'll be in Newark. They'll be in
Patterson.
Irvington, Patterson, all
right,
of those places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, black people and all people need to awaken.
Absolutely.
Because the Democrats have lied their way to the top.
Absolutely.
And they want to stay there with more lies.
Right, right.
You know, our president, our president is doing a wonderful job. He's bringing jobs where those who are able-bodied want to work can find a job. He's not flooding our minority communities with illegals.
Exactly.
He's not pushing, giving them driver's licenses.
Right.
And you might as well say American citizenship, because with the driver's license, you can do almost anything.
Right. You can almost open
these
a bank
Democrats
account.
These Democrats,
yep,
like,
yeah,
Bloomberg,
right,
are making our citizenship so cheap. So cheap. They
exactly.
don't even honor being citizens of the greatest, the most wonderful, the freest nation in the world. They have lowered the standards to the point that they want to reduce us to a wasteland with no borders. Are we going to stand for that, Americans? Real Americans, are you going to stand for that? Or are we going to show them by our vote that we don't want them? We don't even want them in our doghouse, much less in our White House. This is not acceptable.
Correct.
There it was not one on that stage that had an acceptable message, that was concerned about the general welfare of Americans, concerned about the safety of Americans, concerned about the prosperity of Americans. No, they're not concerned. What they're concerned with is being in power, staying in power. And Bloomberg, Mini Bloomberg, he's the most pitiful of them all. Here it is. He's worth billions of dollars.
Yes, he is.
And he is a miserable soul.
Right.
Well, take your misery someplace else, because you will not be in our White House.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for hanging in there with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of your support.
Yes, we do.
We could not do this without you. So thank you. We greatly appreciate it.
And we just want you to tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell everyone about this journey of truth that we want to try to take all Americans on. We're not just Black Americans. We are Americans.
Amen.
Who love America. And we want all Americans, short, tall, any color, to fall in line with us and make it Trump 2020.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara.
Yes.
So I just want to reiterate the title of the show. It's called Not For Sale.
That is correct.
And it's being brought to you by Our Urban Story. And we want to thank DDV Radio for allowing us to use their studio and to be here doing this live stream on Facebook. We greatly appreciate it.
And we do it, you know, the ones who own DDV Radio are active and retired members of law enforcement.
Yes.
And we're so proud to be a part of this wonderful group of people. Ms. Diamond?
Yes, Not For Sale. Why did we choose this title? One of the reasons I think this title is important is because, as I said at the top of the show, I think Mike Bloomberg is trying to buy the Democratic nomination.
Yes, he is.
Now, Mike Bloomberg has said some really bad things about minorities, women,
yes.
our farmers, acting
yes.
as if our farmers
yes.
are just idiots, just putting seed in the ground.
Absolutely.
And that anyone could do farming. Farming, they are actually the backbone of this country, if you will.
And if he doesn't like them, he shouldn't even use what they produce.
Right. In terms of our food supply,
yes.
we could not do this without the farmers.
Absolutely.
Our dairy products, food supply, and go and on and on. And Mike Bloomberg thinks that his money can buy him the Democratic nomination. One of the things it cannot buy are people skills and a personality.
Absolutely.
President Donald Trump has something Michael Bloomberg does not have. President Trump can talk to you and I,
yes.
regular people,
yes.
and he could talk to the King of England, he could talk to the King of Spain.
Yes.
He's comfortable at a construction site, and he's comfortable at in a corporate setting.
Absolutely.
So that's a key skill that President Trump has. Your thoughts?
And our president is charismatic. You know why he's charismatic? Because he's real.
Correct.
He's not plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I saw up on that stage, they were plastic. And I was so happy. You know, a friend of mine told me that they were chewing each other up, and I said, hooray, hooray. I really couldn't care less.
Right.
Amy, you know, I call her Annie.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling, but I am, Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, uh-huh.
I know it is, but I call him but I am.
Gotcha.
She was telling him, you're just repeating a bunch of sound bites. Well, that's all they do.
Right.
The whole crew of them, that what they do is repeat sound bites.
Right.
You know, they call our president names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're anti-religious. They're anti-American, period.
Right, right, right.
So we really don't need to vote for any of them. I mean, this guy from Gary, Indiana, where
South
Bend, Indiana, wherever he's from.
Mm-hmm.
How many people was he over? 100,000? And he thinks he's qualified to be the president of the United States? No, he's not. He has no service delivery history. Elizabeth Warren, she's so out there on the left limb, besides being a chronic habitual liar.
Correct.
I mean, who do you have up there? Biden? He needs to confess about all of that money he's made for himself and his family in politics.
Right.
Not in business.
Right.
No outside business.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been involved with politics, including making his son, Hunter, and anybody else rich mm-hmm. off of the deals under the table. I mean, who do they have running? Bernie Sanders, a known communist. Now, those people who are supporting him, they must be very dysfunctional themselves. Because how could you want communism, a communist, as your president, when we are a country, a democratic republic, where you have freedoms, where you have liberties, where you have protections, where you have opportunities, and you want a communist? That doesn't make sense.
No, the Democratic Party is clearly in trouble. Barbara, before we go on, please give the phone number.
The telephone number for you to call in and let your voice be heard is 973-925-4559.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, Bloomberg, I mean, why is he spending? He's worth at least $40 billion with a B.
Yes.
He's wealthier than Trump. Why is he trying to buy the White House? His debate performance was a disaster. Elizabeth Warren chewed him up and spat him out, from
yes.
what I understand. And the fact
Biden
that Al...
was insignificant.
Yep. The fact that Al Sharpton has agreed to interview a Bloomberg, to me, tells me that Al Sharpton is a sellout. I mean, Bloomberg supported the comments he's made about black people are shocking. To me, Bloomberg has racist tendencies.
Well,
but he's trying to buy black votes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The bottom line, no, you're going, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the bottom line of our title is not for sale.
Correct.
Sharp tongue can't say he's not for sale.
Right.
Because he's for sale to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how he's made his fortune.
Right.
That's why I call him Sharp Tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And next Sunday, from what I heard on his program today, because someone wanted me to listen in, he's going to be speaking at three services at a Floyd Flakes church.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he makes his money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to be preaching at a church in, where is it, Newark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But these are hustlers.
Yeah.
And they are for sale. Their soul is for sale.
Right.
Period. That's why our title is not for sale.
Correct.
We don't want a free phone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want free housing. We don't want the opportunities that you want to give us, because we know what's going to happen. We know you're going to flood the minority communities with those illegal aliens, and you're going to raise our rents, and you're going to tax us, so that you can feed them, you can house them, you can clothe them, to make them your slaves to vote for you. We know the game.
Amen. Barbara, but the walkaway movement, the Blexit movement, I mean, you've been a black conservative for a long time, although you're still a registered Democrat.
Yes, I am.
But that movement is very real. Tell us about your recent experience about some New Yorkers. We won't even say the borough. We won't even say the gender, but about several black New Yorkers. Go ahead, please.
You know, I've been saying for a long time, you know, we do it one person at a time. And sometimes you don't know if you're making any progress or not, but don't give up. Now, there's one New Yorker that I've been talking to for the last couple of months, and I think I mentioned it on Facebook. She called me a couple of weeks ago to tell me that even though she's been a Democrat all of her life and has never voted for any other party than the Democratic Party, she's going to vote for a Republican. To my surprise, she also has living next to her two friends who are going to do the same thing.
Nice.
And I'm just so happy. I'm so elated that she made that step. And evidently, she's influenced others to make that step. See, I was wondering to myself sometimes, I said, well, should I mention politics? You know, she called me a couple of months ago and started talking. And I said to myself, like it or leave it or lump it, mm-hmm. I'm going to bring up, we talk about the Bible.
Right.
So I'm going to talk about bringing the Bible in
right.
to where you're voting.
Exactly.
And she made that choice that she's not going to vote for a Democrat. She's going to vote Republican. So my friends, it may seem small, mm-hmm. but we don't know how many people one person knows.
Exactly.
We don't know what influence they'll have on other people. Mm-hmm. Keep on going. Keep on talking. Keep on marching, because America is worth fighting for.
We are not for sale. Patriotic Americans cannot be bought. To the Dems and the leftists, well, they're really one and the same in the media.
Yes, they are.
Russia did not influence our vote. Russia did not convince 63 million Americans to get off their tractors, come off their farms, go to the polls, walk to the polls, however they had to do it in 2016 to vote for Donald Trump. It was not Russia. See, now they're going back to Russia, Russia, Russia conspiracy theory, because the Democrats have nothing else.
And
it's
yes.
race, Russia, Ukraine, all these conspiracy theories. Now we're back to Russia. It won't work. We voted for Donald Trump because he put America first. And he made promises made, promises kept. So that's why he is likely going to win in a landslide on November 3rd of this year. Barbara.
Let's make it a tsunami. Because, you know, with all he's been through for the American people and for America, he deserves a big, gigantic turnout. Now, we didn't have but approximately, I think, 137 million people going out to the polls this last vote, presidential mm-hmm. election.
Okay.
Let's double that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's double it. Because he deserves it. How many people with his money, with his lifestyle, would go through what he's going through for America and Americans? Not for himself. Because we can't even pay him enough. He donates his salary. He doesn't even take his salary.
Yeah.
He's not like a Maxine Waters.
Right.
Who now is worth $2 million because she's been in politics.
Right, right.
He's not like even Chuck Schumer.
Correct, correct.
Who's been in politics how many years? You can't even count them hardly. And he's worth millions.
Correct.
Nancy Pelosi. What business does she have? Well, now she has a winery, I guess, because she made enough deals under the table
right.
that she can afford it.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on. Elizabeth Warren, all of them. Bernie
right.
Sanders.
Right, right, right.
Joe Biden.
Right.
They're in politics for money. They're in politics to make deals under the table. And the Clintons. Let's
yes.
not forget them. They could get their daughter a $10 million apartment mm-hmm. in New York City.
Correct.
And when she left the White House, so they said, they were broke.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, money just started flowing in. Yes, from foreign countries and deals under the table. We're not for sale. Our freedoms are not for sale. Our liberty is not for sale. And America is not for sale.
Absolutely. And the Democrats can offer this or that. But you know
yes.
they're offering it largely to illegals. They're offering free health care. You and I have to prove we've had health care for 12
yes.
months. You and I have to pay all these premiums. It's so expensive, but they want illegals to have free health care, illegals to have free tuition, while we bust our butt to save money for ourselves to go to college or for our children.
Absolutely.
But illegals can get it. And for Joe Biden to say that they're just as American as we are, Joe Biden, that's very offensive. And it's
extremely.
Extremely. And it's interesting to me that you have, and Pete Buttigieg is not a moderate.
No.
To say they push American women, particularly black women, to have abortions, but they say nothing about female illegal immigrants who are pregnant. Are they pushing them to have abortions?
Well,
not that I'm for abortion. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy of the leftists.
Well, they want blacks to abort more, and we're up to like 39% nationwide. right, isn't that?
That is correct. That is correct.
Because I know, and I'm going to say it, the Democratic Party is the party of racism.
Absolutely.
That's why they're always trying to reverse it and throw it out there to someone else. They are a bunch of racists.
Yes, that is true.
And that's all they talk about is race, race.
They use race
yes.
as a weapon. They
yes.
use it to try
yes.
to control
yes.
and manipulate black people. I believe James Clyburn, the whip of the House, he's the third in power in the House, recently said, I think on Neil Cavuto's show, that during slavery, blacks were 100% employed. They keep going back to slavery. They keep going back to race issues.
That's all they do.
Because they want to manipulate us psychologically.
And then Bloomberg has his commercials out. Oh, I want to help the black people have opportunities to make it. Well, tell that to Oprah.
Correct.
With her millions.
Exactly.
Tell that to Madam C.J. Walker. She couldn't make. Tell that to my grandmother.
Exactly.
A.J. Miller.
Right.
Who lived a very prosperous life and had her own business. So what opportunities are you creating? The opportunities are already here.
Exactly.
And you're lying because you're going to give those opportunities to people who have slipped into this country illegally.
Right. Right.
You're not concerned about the betterment of the black community because you don't talk about rebuilding the family.
Absolutely.
You don't
and
talk about the crime on the street. You don't talk
exactly.
about black on black crime. You don't talk
exactly.
about in New York more black babies are murdered mm-hmm. than born. Because
absolutely.
You want us to eliminate ourselves. Mm-hmm. While we're here, though, you want black votes.
Yes, exactly.
To help keep you in power, keep you in control. And then my friend Mike G was talking about his insurance went up, and they're going to use that money to help the illegals get licenses. Mm-hmm. And I just got a letter yesterday. They want to increase my insurance, but they're out of luck because I canceled that a long time ago.
Well, good.
But I got a letter that I'm going to get an increase. Why are they increasing these things on American citizens to take care of illegals?
And that's not fair. And they're cheapening what it means to be an American citizen.
Yes.
For Pete Buttigieg, for Joe Biden, for
yes.
any Democrat to say an illegal is just as an American as a World War II veteran. Right? As my brother who served in the military.
And your father.
As people who sacrificed for this
that's
country,
right.
built this country, that's an insult. Okay,
it's
we're going to have
insult.
To go to break. Bear with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, audience.
Thank you so much.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.oasisspineandorthopedicspecialists.com. www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
Hello, my friends. You're back with us. This is Barbara from Harlem. Our urban story, and the title is Not For Sale. Ms. Diamond?
Yes, you know, the Democrats are back on this craziness of the Russia interfering in the elections. First, they said, Russia wants to help Donald Trump, and then President Trump, and then, you know, Hillary Clinton's tweeting about it. But they also informed Bernie Sanders' campaign that Russia wants to help him win. So they need to get their stupid story straight. We're back to Russia, because the Democrats have nothing else. Listen, if the Democrats are so concerned about foreign intervention in our elections, why are they against voter ID? We need ID for this. We need ID for that. To get on a plane, to open a checking account, to do almost anything, to apply for benefits. We need ID. What is so difficult about having ID for voting? And please don't insult black people's intelligence to say it's difficult for black folks to get ID. My 90-something-year-old grandfather had ID. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous.
97 years old. My father was 97.
To you, Barbara.
Yeah, and the thing about it, and I think I reported it, I just found out a couple of weeks ago that in New York City, you can get an ID for free. And I'm going to go and get one. You know, I've made several trips there because I didn't know what to bring, but now I know what to bring. But now I wonder what these illegal aliens are bringing.
This is my question. How are they getting driver's licenses?
Absolutely.
You know, we have to go through a point system. You have to have, this is 5 points, that's 3 points. What is an illegal alien providing to the DMV? What ID that can be verified?
Nothing.
This is outrageous.
I believe. Well, the bottom line is the Democrat, and I call them Demon Rat Party, they're showing that they're not concerned about your welfare, my welfare. They don't care if they're letting criminals in this country. They don't care if the people driving around are illegal and have no license, and or even have a license but no insurance. And no way to get insurance because they don't have a job. They're waiting for the welfare check to come through, a lot of them.
That's true.
They don't care if they're coming here with a communicable disease.
Right.
So I'm asking any American who thinks, why would you vote for a party that's anti-America? Anti-Americans. Why would you? Are you that nasty? Are you that vile? Are you that evil? Are you that out of touch?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Let me give the number. Again, the number is area code 973-925-4559. Now, I get questions about why am I not on the screen. I prefer not being seen for my employment purposes, so that's why you don't see me.
Yes.
And down the road, we will have a split screen, so you will see Barbara from Harlem and Miss Diamond simultaneously.
But I hope I don't bore you.
Yeah. But thanks for the question. It yes. seems to me that there's a two-tiered system in this country.
Yes.
Even when it comes to the justice system, someone like Roger Stone gets years, he's sentenced to years in prison for lying, but Andrew McCabe, former interim director of the FBI, admitted he lied and he got off scot-free. There's a two-tiered system for Democrats and for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
There's a two-tiered system for illegals and for the rest of us. Now, there's a city in Massachusetts, and those from Massachusetts who are tuning in, thank you. There's a city or town in Massachusetts that says if an illegal is stopped, they should not be arrested. Why then arrest Americans? This is completely unfair. Like sanctuary cities for illegals, but no sanctuary for Americans. There's a two-tiered system. The only exception I can point out is Jussie Smollett, the actor who faked that whole, he was attacked by Trump supporters. He has been indicted by a special prosecutor in Chicago.
But it took a special prosecutor.
Exactly.
And it took another look because, what was it, the mayor who's black?
Yeah, the mayor.
The district attorney,
Kim Fox, who's black.
They wanted to apply the double standards. And then another thing I'm going to say about the Democrat Party, they are lawless. Mm-hmm. You know, Nancy Pelosi accused our president of being lawless. Listen to what they say. What they say really applies to them. Because they are totally lawless. That impeachment, it did not follow the constitutional guidelines.
It did not.
That shows lawlessness.
Absolutely. May I stop you very quickly?
Yes, you can stop me, yes.
Because the president was not allowed to have his counsel. The Republicans could not call witnesses. So in essence, President Trump's due process rights were ignored.
Violated.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. But they're lawless.
Yes.
See, they have no respect for the lives that were sacrificed for the country that we have.
Yes.
They have no respect, even how they bring up slavery. They have, and they want to give illegals what my ancestors died for.
Absolutely.
What the Civil War was fought for.
Exactly.
They want to give that away.
Right.
Because they have no respect for human life. They have no respect for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you pull that lever for the Democrat as it stands now,
mm-hmm.
you're pulling a lever and marking a ballot against America.
Exactly, Barbara.
Now, that may seem like it's a strong statement.
Right.
But it's a true statement.
You're absolutely right.
Because what they're doing is anti-American. They're ignoring the Constitution, ignoring our safety, ignoring the oath that they took to fulfill their constitutional duties to American citizens who have appointed them as temporary representatives.
Exactly.
They're not supposed to be in there for a lifetime.
Right, right, right.
And they want to make sure that whomever has left the Democrat Party is replaced by an illegal.
Exactly.
The whole reason that they want open borders is that because they want more herd members to keep voting them in power so that they can remake America in their godless, lawless image.
Absolutely.
I said it, I stand on it, and that's it.
You know, thank you, Lori, for tuning in. Thank you, Kathy from Massachusetts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, all of you. Dan pointed out something.
Yes.
He's right. They are there to serve us.
They are supposed to be there to serve us.
This is what the Democrats have forgotten. We are their employers.
Thank you, Dan. Yes.
We are their employers. We are their boss. They are ignoring us. This is why we have to have term limits, particularly in the House of Representatives, because they are abusing their power. Nancy Pelosi abused her power.
They think we're stupid.
Exactly.
And they have belittled us to nothingness. They have reduced us to nothingness.
Right.
They don't think that our voice is significant, and we need to show them that we have a strong voice. Mm-hmm. We're a formidable force.
Right.
When we get our heads together and think about our Constitution, think about our Bill of Rights, think about our founding, because they need to be eliminated from our government. We need to clean house. Clean house without exceptions. Pelosi, Schumer, all of them, and Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi,
absolutely,
are doing damage to America.
Absolutely.
And if we don't get rid of them, it's only going to get worse. So if we want it to be better, we have to get on the stick, make sure our neighbors, our friends, and even our enemies,
correct,
know the danger that America is in, how our president, Donald Trump, is trying to salvage it, doing the best he can, but he needs the American people behind him in a strong way.
Absolutely, Barbara.
Yes.
Before we go on, I just want to say that you will be speaking at the Whitestone Republican Club in Queens.
Yes.
Wednesday, March 11th. That should be a great event. We thank Vicky Palladino, the president of that club, for the invitation.
Yes, it's
so
a
we're
wonderful
excited
club.
To be there. Your book is available online.
Yes, and please pick up a copy. I need all of our friends, all of our Facebook friends, our, what is it, Twitter friends and all of that, to order a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations.
And share. Please share about this live streaming.
Absolutely.
We're trying to build up our network. Thank you in advance. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the pardons that President Trump did this week.
Oh, fabulous.
The media jumped all over it, but said nothing when President Obama pardoned drug dealers.
Thousands.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. That he pardoned Bernard Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner.
Amen.
Bernard Kerik honorably served this city of New York during 9/11.
Yes, he did.
Commissioner Kerik deserved that pardon. And
yes,
God bless him and the others who were pardoned. One of the things the media deliberately ignored is that President Trump also pardoned Angela Stanton King, who's related to our Dr. Alveda King, Reverend Alveda King, a black woman. And we met Angela at one of the walkaway events last year in Harlem.
Yes,
she had her daughter while she was in prison.
The
media ignores the fact that President Trump pardoned two black women. Barbara, speak to that, please.
And Alice Johnson and other black women and all of that. And black... Oh, that's right. He's a racist.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. You know, all of that is a fallacy. It's a lie. All of that is untrue. I don't even understand why the media...
Well, it doesn't fit their...
It doesn't fit their
narrative. Exactly.
You know, but we, as a people in America, need to... let them know that we're not happy with what they're trying to do. They're trying to disparage us. They're trying to make him look like he's the worst president that we've ever had. And one of them at the DNC happened to say that. I think it was Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think he happened to say that something has gone wrong again, I think
we're okay. But,
all
you
right.
know, Bloomberg is absolutely a disaster. And Donna Brazile had the nerve to say Trump is going to cheat. The same Donna Brazile who gave the questions to Hillary Clinton in advance. I mean, it's just absolutely shameful. But, I mean, we're working on we have a little issue going on, but we'll work through it.
Yes, we do.
But I want to applaud President Trump for his pardons, and I hope and pray he pardons General Michael Flynn. I hope he pardons Roger Stone.
Yes.
I'm tired of this two-tiered system of justice that we have going on. Hillary Clinton was subpoenaed by the Congress, and after she received the subpoena, she destroyed 33,000 emails. So we have a two-tiered system going on, and it's simply not fair to us at all.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You know, and we are a country of laws, and we need to hold them accountable for the laws that they're breaking deliberately.
Absolutely.
And we shouldn't be afraid of it. And I hope that Attorney Barr, William Barr.
Yes.
Will do what he can to try to clean up some of the mess.
Yes.
That they have created. You know, it's shameful.
Now, Bill Barr did mention last
week. Bill Barr, yes.
Attorney General William Barr, Bill Barr, you know, he talked about Trump's tweets make it impossible for him to do his job. I can understand his frustration to a certain extent, but I also agree with President Trump that President Trump really is the chief law enforcement officer in this country as the head of the executive branch. And President Trump loves to tweet because that's how he gets his message out directly to the people. So I don't want to encourage President Trump to stop tweeting. We want to hear from our president. I love the fact that he tweets his feelings, his beliefs out to us, because I feel like it's an honor to have the president of the United States, a leader of the free world, communicating with just average, everyday Americans. I think that's one of the best things about his presidency, Barbara.
Well, my thoughts are a little different, because okay. I believe that those cases that William Barr is working on, he should leave those alone. Mm. I think that there are enough things that he can tweet about to keep us informed, mm-hmm. but you know, if the attorney general feels uncomfortable with him doing that, I don't see any problem with him stopping it. Because, as I said, you know, there's so many other things going on. You know, let's talk about the candidates. Let's talk about some of the things that they said. But the cases that he's working on, because it's going to be involved enough. You're right. Going to have enough people saying, well, the president told him to do this, do that, do that. No, just leave those alone. Let Barr handle what he has to handle. That's my opinion.
Okay, we have a little technical.
We're having some technical. I think we have
hang
it now.
Hang in there.
I'm sorry about that, but thank you so much for hanging with us.
Yes.
All right, we're back.
Thank you for bearing with us.
So we had that's how I feel about it.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I can understand Barr's frustration too. A certain extent, but I think that this is who President Trump is. Corey Lewandowski wrote a book, which he gave you an autographed copy of it. Let Trump be Trump.
Let him be Trump. But if Barr is uncomfortable, let Barr be Barr.
Right.
That's my take on it.
Fair enough.
I know our president doesn't mean any harm, and it's gonna.
It's
on and off. I can't help it.
Yeah, the live stream, but we're good. I think.
What is going on?
Let's just keep talking. Okay, we're back on. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
All right, is back on?
Yes, you're back on.
Okay, all right. I'm not on here, but I'm not going to work.
I see you.
All right.
We thank you all for tuning into the live stream and bearing with us. We just started this not too long ago.
Yeah, the beginning of this
year. It'll get better as we go on.
Absolutely.
We want to grow, and so we want to bring you the news, what we feel. We're very passionate. We're patriotic.
Yes,
we love this country. Barbara, you've been on this journey as a conservative for a while now.
Yes, I have.
And why, the world may want to know, why did you become a conservative? What made you change your thought pattern, if you will?
Well, many years, thank God, number one, that my mother and my grandmother in particular introduced me to God, introduced me to love thy neighbor. So as I matured, and I was a Democrat, and I am a Democrat, mm-hmm. and I started attending the Democratic clubs, because I'm one that when I do something, I want to go all of the way. I want to learn as much as I can learn. And I can't say in my house they discussed politics, because right. they did not. Mm-hmm. Now, as I attended, I think I was a member of about four clubs, and I would attend the clubs, and right. I'd hear about slavery, and I'd hear hate Jews, mm-hmm. and I'd hear hate white people.
Right.
You know, you can't make it being black. White people hate you, and in America, you can't make it.
Right.
And I would hear these things, and it conflicted with love thy neighbor.
Right.
And I said to myself, they want me to hate slave owners that have long ago died. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just didn't make sense to me. But at any rate, I attended the clubs, and I watched, and I listened, but it was so much hatred. Mm-hmm. That's what sparked me. That's what made me think that this is not right.
Right.
When Hillary Clinton was running for the Senate.
Right.
And we were commanded to go to a church mm-hmm. in Harlem, right across from the Harlem Hospital. She was the morning worship speaker. Mm. After she finished speaking, and the pulpit was full of politicians, Charlie Rangel, all of them. After she finished speaking, and the pastor got up there and said, Hillary Clinton is the Moses for black people. I almost threw up, and everything came to a head. My personhood was very conflicted, but I knew from that point on, I had to follow what the Bible says, love thy neighbor.
Absolutely.
And I could not follow a Democratic Party that I thought would lead me straight to hell. Because
absolutely,
I can't say I love God and then hate people who've done nothing to me. And as far as slavery is concerned, and in my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, I have a chapter called Thank God for Slavery.
Yes.
If all of the Bible was inspired by God and given to us for instruction, there's a story about Joseph who was sold into slavery by his brothers.
Correct.
And I use that as an example to say, thank God for slavery.
And that's really a controversial thing to say, but your book really puts it into context. Your book really should be, if it were up to me, required reading. If people want to understand black America, people want to understand how so many black Americans have been brainwashed to vote for just Democrats.
Absolutely.
I mean, read Barbara's book. For Black History Month, your book should be required reading for anyone who wants to understand how we got to where we are as black people. You bring in your personal story and you blend in your experiences, whether it's at school, church, and different avenues of life. And I think that's one of the reasons your book is so unique and, from my perspective, very successful. So I would encourage people, if they want to learn more about how we got to where we are, then they should absolutely pick up a copy of your book, and just they will learn so much.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you would learn a lot, because I write from the inside. I was raised in Harlem. I write from knowing, from living, from, you know, associating with. It's not something that I read about.
Right.
It's something that I lived. And the guide for my book, number one is my God. Number two, my country. And number three, my conscience.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, and that sums it up.
I just want to say, as we get ready to close, we want to work for President Trump. We want to be a part of the campaign, make sure he wins. I don't think the Trump campaign is focusing in the New York area.
Right.
But we want to do as much as we can. I think you have made some inroads in New York City, where you have black people who voted for Democrats their entire lives will now, for the first time, vote for a Republican.
Absolutely.
They are going to pull the lever for President Trump. We must defeat AOC. That seat is very winnable, but for the Republican who prevails, and she may not even be the Democratic nominee.
No, because
there are
she
at
has
least
some
16
challenges.
Democrats
yes.
who are going to primary AOC. So whoever is the Republican nominee must come with fire and passion. You've got to believe in what you are saying, what you believe. If you don't stand with President Trump, if you don't support his Make America a Great Again agenda, you should not be running for that office. Period.
The thing about it, our president has accomplished things that no one else has. The low unemployment rate. You have more women working now. You have the disabled working now. You have black people and, you know, working where they didn't work before. Listen, we can't even list all of the things he's done, but stick in there, fight hard, and remember, this is our urban story. God bless you, and God bless America.
We will be back next week, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Facebook live streaming. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluechoicestate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.